Right, let's go weiter with the Shur Shushan Purim. Inyan Sudas Shushan Purim B'chutzlat. Here's Halacha L'maaseh. Inyan Sudas Shushan Purim B'chutzlat. Should we have a Suda today? Should there be a Suda today? Well, B'svar HaKadoshim Me'viyim B'shem HaBal Shem Tov. A very famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov is Chusay Yagen Aleinu. She'b'makom Shemachshavta Shal Adam Sham Hu. That wherever your mind is, that is where you are. Because it's much more essential, and a more essential expression of who you are, where my thoughts are, where my mind is, where my neshama is connected, as opposed to where my body physically finds itself. That's a really important yesod in life, because sometimes our body ends up in places we don't want to be. I'm not talking about bad places per se, just less than ideal places. And you feel like, oh, I wish I could be there. You can. Transport yourself there in your mind. Because the Baal Shem Tov taught the place where a person's mind is, that's where he is. Uvesefer Shem Mishmuel, Kasav Divrei Kvod Kedushas Avi Admor Zatzal, Sheochiach Debechol Makom Shedaito Shaladim Mishtokeik Lesham Nachshav Kihusham. The proof for this idea that wherever you put your mind, that is where in fact you are, we can bring a proof, Mimas Nisan de Erevin, from the mission of Erevin. What does it say in the fourth parak of Erevin? Says the Shem Mishmuel, in the name of his father, Davni Nezer. His yartzeit was last week. Hayamak your Elon O Goder Vamar Shvisa Sibi Karo Kona Sham Shvisa Ki Ilu Hayasham Bipawel. If a person is trying to establish his Rishus for Shabbos, we know that on Shabbos, in addition to the question of carrying in a place from one Rishus to another Rishus, right, there's also a general concern of going outside of one's tchum on Shabbos. That Shabbos, a person is restrained to a certain area, 2,000 amos beyond the tchum. There's a tchum Shabbos. That means even if I'm not carrying anything, I can't necessarily just go wherever I want on Shabbos. So how do I establish my place on Shabbos? Where am I located from which I create that circumference of where I'm, you know, that make up the tchum that surrounds me? How do I define my location? So Hayamak your Elon, the Mishnah says, if you see a tree or you see a fence, and you say, that's my place for Shabbos, even though I'm standing over here, and I'm looking at a tree over there, and I say, I mentally attach myself to that tree, saying, that is the Makom Shvisa, that's where I plan on spending Shabbos. So guess what? Halacha says, that's your place. But you're not physically there. All you did was mentally say, I want to be there. Exactly. Says the Avnei Nezer, you see from here that the place where a person invests their mind, that's where they are. That's how we define the person. So says Rav Shur, a big Eitzah. Here we are sitting in Washington Heights, New York. There are Jews in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, who are still involved in Purim. We're tapping into the depths of Shushan Purim, and we have nothing. But the answer is, we don't have nothing. Because if we allow our minds to attach to Shushan Purim, if we don't allow today to just be a regular day and get back to regular life, but we continue to attach ourselves emotionally, in our tefillos, in our eating, in our thoughts, we connect to Purim, to Shushan, right, to Eretz Yisrael. If we tap into the holiness of the day, so then we're able to be there. Then it's key that we're there. Again, v'cheinu b'chol Yisrael, afilu yoshei chutz l'aretz. Me'ach reshet chol tefillasam hi derech artzam. Every time you daven, your tefillos travel by way of Eretz Yisrael. U'mispa'alim tamid aliyas Yisrael artzeinu. And we're always davening that we should be what? We should be planted in Eretz Yisrael. We should be able to get back, to have an aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, to be planted, bigvuleinu, like we daven all the time. Nechshav ki'ilu kulanu sham. So therefore, it's as if we're there. If we allow our mind to be there, if emotionally I'm interested in Shushan Purim, then I will have Shushan Purim. And if emotionally I could care less about Shushan Purim, then I won't have Shushan Purim. Harei ki af she'anu nimtzam begola, even though we find ourselves in Chutz La'aretz. However, if our thoughts are on Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, then we become there. We travel there. We become attached to a walled city today. And that's the deeper explanation of why we should have a festive meal today. Make sure that today, Shushan Purim, make sure that you, the mechabe of the day, when you eat lunch today, it's not just a regular lunch. It's a sudas shushan purim. Why? It's not halachically my day. But if I'm attached mentally to Shushan Purim, to Eretz Yisrael, which we are, all Jews are, our whole life is pointed in the direction of Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully we're on our way very soon to Eretz Yisrael, okay, so then we have a kesher to the day. All right, turn to the next page. Avodas Yimei Purim. He says, Avodas Hayom was Otakin Ba'olam Ha'asiya. Avodas Yimei Purim Hu Ba'olam Ha'asiya. Ki Ba'yom Kazeh Yecholam Lahamshich HaBrachos Letoch Olam Ha'asiya. He says that we know that there are different olamos. There's the world of Atzilus, there's a world called Bria, there's a world called Yitzira, and there's a world called Asiya. These are the different olamos by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends down his hashpah to this world. So he says the avoda of Purim takes place in the realm of Asiya, very much in the tangible, physical world, in the world of Asiya, in the lowest worlds. That's again Purim reaching down into the Dira B'Tachtonim, Chodesh Adar, the last of the calendar year. Purim trying to reach down into all of the depths of physicality, which is why the day is spent so much involved in physical rejoicing. To use the body to dance and to sing, to use the body to eat and to drink. Lo b'chol pam yichol lahatpis habrachos al lamata. Aval kasher akli labrachos hu mishta v'simcha in yonim gashmiyim. Az ha'or shal hayom nitfas gam l'toch olam ha'asiyah. It's not so easy to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spiritual presence to make contact in this world. Right? Because again, the physical world itself becomes a garment blocking out Hashem's light. But when we take that garment, we take that physicality and we turn it into what? Into a celebration of Purim. When we celebrate a mishta, a simcha, in a way that's emistic and filled with Torah and filled with connection to Hashem, so then the bracha that Hashem wants to send into the Olam Asiyah is mekuyam, is able to be fulfilled. We're able to be the recipients of Hashem's bracha. We're able to be a hiskashrus of Shemayim Ba'aretz, which again is very much the feelings of Purim. Okay, it sounds like he's hinting to a lot more there, but let's go on. Misayel Tzipiyah LiYeshua, next little piece. Bisvar Matzinu Ha'arash Al-Kroivitz Shal Tfilas Shmona Esrei L'Purim. In the good old days, people would sometimes insert different piyutim into the davening. Some of them are still found in the back of your sitter. Most shuls that you daven in probably don't say them. There was a krovitz, there was some type of tefillah that was actually inserted into the Shmona Esrei on Purim. Okay, so the Sfarim record that there's an insight into this poem, into this tefillah, this piyut that's inserted into the Shmona Esrei. Lama ein shemo safa lebirchas esemach, and you'll notice if you go through this krovitz, you'll notice that there's no corresponding insertion for the bracha of esemach David. Why? We don't want the gula on Purim. If anything, we want the gula more than ever on Purim. Raki yishlomar shakol inyan Purim hu kivoy. Part of the reason that a person sometimes feels a little bit saddened on Shushan Purim, you feel a little depressed today, is not only because we had great simcha, now the simcha is gone. There's a feeling of kivoy. Kivoy means what? Longing, hoping. Yesterday was a day filled with hope, and many of those hopes were achieved. But the greatest hope of all, the hope of Mashiach, has yet to be achieved. So on a day where there's such an investment of hope, such a longing, such potential in Purim, there's a feeling when that's unfulfilled, right? There's a very weighty feeling that we have on Shushan Purim that what? That we blew it again. We didn't pull it off. We didn't bring the gula. So because Purim is a day of kivoy, like we say in Shoshanas Yaakov, that it's a time of kivoy. Kaveh al Hashem, as we pointed out in the past, as we're sure we'll point out in the next little piece. Kaveh al Hashem. Kaveh al Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. When a Jew has kaveh al Hashem, he longs for Hashem. And then it's hard for him, and he tries again, kaveh al Hashem. He keeps pushing. Kaveh al Hashem plus kaveh al Hashem is gematria Purim, 336. So it's a day where we keep hoping, and then we stumble, and we try again. We go to one Suda, and it's good, but we want better, so we go to another Suda, and we try to find even better, right? And we're hoping, and we're hoping, and we're hoping. We want to get somewhere, and we're trying to reach something that's out of reach. V'tikvasim b'chol dor v'dor. Kol ha'purim hu lios malei kivoy la'kadosh baruch. The whole day is spent just hoping and wanting and trying and getting a taste of it, but then it slips away, and then you try again. It's all kaveh Hashem, and then another kaveh Hashem. Ki al yidei kivoy ba Yeshua. And it's through all of that hope that the Yeshua is built. Don't think that those hopes are in vain. Those hopes create the Gula. Those hopes build the Mikdash Shamala. Nimtza ki etzem ha-bracha she'asemach hu inyan shel kivui. What is asemach David avdecha meheras ha-smiach? What are we asking for in that bracha? We're hoping for Mashiach. V'lachein ein kroivetz ki etzem ha-bracha u'avodas ha-yom shel Purim. Why does Esemach David not have a special insertion for Purim? Because the special insertion of is Esemach David. Meaning what? Meaning it's the day, what the Krovitz is highlighting is this is the day where Esemach David is mamish, the essence of the day. The hoping for Mashiach becomes the essence of the day. I don't need to add something on top. I just need to focus on that. I just need to become cognizant of the reality of Esemach David Avdecha. The hope for Mashiach is part and parcel of what Purim is about. So to add something can I get all the other brachos which are not as deeply connected to Purim. I want to try to connect Rifa'inu to Purim. I want to connect Baruch Aleinu to Purim. And Semach David, I don't have to try to connect to Purim. That is Purim. The Mamish is Purim. Ki etzem ha-bracha, the bracha itself, hu avodas yom shel Purim. Ki l'shuasa kivinu kol ayom, the longing and the hoping. Which Purim is. That's what Esemach David is. Which Shevet, when Yaakov was giving a bracha to one of the Shvatim, all of a sudden he burst out, Lishu'ascha kivisi Hashem. It's strange. You read Yaakov's brachos to his children in Parshas Vayechi, he's giving brachos and all of a sudden he says, Lishu'ascha kivisi Hashem, kivu, I'm hoping, Mashiach. Which son was he talking to when all of a sudden, Lishu'ascha kivisi Hashem, and by the way, Hashem's name in Parshas Vayechi, Yudkei Vavkei, the Ohev Yisrael points out, Yudkei Vavkei was missing for quite a few parshios. Yudkei Vavkei, there's no Yudkei Vavkei in Mikes, there's no Yudkei Vavkei in Vayigash. Vayechi, the return of Hashem, of Yudkei Vavkei. Lishuas l'kivisi Hashem. Which Shevet does Yaakov, he's giving a bracha to this Shevet? Who is it? Shevet Dan. Of course it's Shevet Dan. Because Shevet Dan is the last Shevet to travel, corresponding to Chodesh Adar, the last month, corresponding to us Jews, Ikfas of the Mashiach Jews, who are longing so badly after 2,000 years of Galus for the redemption. So of course, Lishuas HaKivisi Hashem. So says Rav Shor, you don't need to spice up Esemach on Purim. You just need to stop and think about it. Again, it's Shushan Purim. Today, when you daven Mincha, the bracha you want to think about is that. You want to think about Esemach David. We spoke about David the other night. We spoke about David's connection to Purim. It's a tremendous time of kivui and geula. So we have to try to tap into that. Okay? Now the next piece I think is also one of the most halacha lemaisa pieces. And I'm sure it expresses something that a lot of us are feeling. Misayeya lebitachon afla acher hayeyush. Shushan Purim gives us hope after the disappointment. After a person gives up hope. Kavei al Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha v'kavei al Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem chazak v'yametz libecha. Put your hope in Hashem, strengthen your heart, and put your hope in Hashem. So says Rav Shor, Kaveh El Hashem is Gematria 168. Kaveh is 111, El is 31, Hashem is 26, is 168. What's 168? What is 168? Says Rav Shor, Yesh Kuf Samaches Sha'os Beshvua. There's 168 hours in a week. Okay. So what? Yeah. There's 168 hours in a week. V'hainu mole kivui l'Hashem. And every week, it's part of what we express when we say Havdalah, as we enter into the new week, there's a hope. There's a hope for the new week. Everyone hopes. If you have a rough week, you hope next week's going to be better. Every Motzei Shabbos, whether you think about this or not, right? Havdalah is a very special time where you're hoping that this week is going to be a good week. That all the troubles of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever usually comes my way, not this week. I want it to be a good week. Like we said earlier, that if you could just have a full week from one Shabbos to the next without any major setbacks, that would bring the gula. So 168 hours in the week. And it's filled with longing for Hashem. But But at the end of the week, and you say, ach, I missed this opportunity, I missed that opportunity, I didn't come to shir this day, I was late to davening that day, I forgot to do this, I should have done that. There's a very broken feeling when a Jew comes to Shabbos. Right? Vay of the nefesh. Shavas vayinafash. Vay of the nefesh. What a waste of a week. Vay of the nefesh, the Gemara says. Woe to my soul. Shabbos vayinafash. When Shabbos arrives, and I realize another week has gone by, and it wasn't what it could have been or should have been, vay of the nefesh. But the pasuk tells us what? Tavei Hashem. Put your hope in Hashem. 168 hours. You tried to have a good week. It didn't work out. Guess what? Chazak v'yamitz libecha. Strengthen yourself. V'kavei al Hashem. And try again. V'od apam kavei al Hashem. Li'os mali kivu al Hashem. Li'bli l'ziyayish v'emsa k'she'ein ro'a natzlacha. You'll say, last week I didn't bring Mashiach. So what makes me think I'm going to bring Mashiach this week? Why should this week be different? That's not how a Jew talks. That's not how a Jew thinks. I didn't do it last week. I'm going to do it this week. I told myself last week I'm not going to miss Minyan once, but I did. This week I'm really not going to miss Minyan once. I'm not going to mess up. I said I was going to work on a particular Yetzirah. I was going to be more careful not to act with Leitzanis, because Leitzanis is a Malik. And I ended up saying stupid things last week and doing stupid things and acting foolish. And I want to be a more serious Jew. And I messed up. Okay, so try again. Avodas Shushan Purim. Huchazor v'kavei. Shushan Purim, the day after, so to speak, is kavei al Hashem, that second time. When it didn't work out the first time, right? When we've left yesterday feeling that there's still more to do, good, so do more. Shushan Purim. Kasher adam roa shal Purim lo avar kara'oi. When he feels that Purim, he didn't take advantage. He didn't daven like he should have. He didn't spend time with the people that he should have. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. Lo avar es Hashem kara'oi. Lezeba shushan Purim lahaskil oda pam avod es hayom. Shushan Purim says, come, let's try again. L'smach b'simcha sayom. Again, for a chutz la'aretz Jew like ourselves, where it's certainly less wild, maybe today we can actually, more benachas, come to experience Purim. Zehu avodas chazor v'kavei. L'haschil o'ed apam. Beiz pamim kavei al Hashem o'le b'gematria Purim. Kavei al Hashem plus kavei al Hashem is gematria Purim. Kavei al Hashem. Chazak v'yam yisibecha. V'kavei al Hashem. Is Begamatria Shushan. The whole Pasuk. Kavi al Hashem, Chazak v'yamitzibecha, v'kavi al Hashem, is Gematria Shushan. Because Shushan Purim is the day that gives us the hope. When, you know what? We come crashing down at the end of Purim, and Shushan Purim says, pick up, keep going, try again. Nah, it's over. What's done is done. No, it's not true. Shushan Purim. The Simcha lingers. Try to tap into that. The Ben Yishchai says that remez, by the way. It's not sure that. He's not the first one to say such a remez. This kavei al Hashem chazak v'mitzibecha, the kavei al Hashem is gematria shushan. Purim b'miloi, if you spell out the letters of Purim, pei vav resh yod mem is gematria tshuva. Because again, on Purim it's a day of tshuva, and after Purim is a day of, for some people, is a big day for tshuva. Yeah. I was thinking based on that piece we learned the other week from Pachad Yitzchak from Rav Huttner. Remember Rav Huttner said the difference between Yom Kippur and Purim is that Yom Kippur is harata and Kabbalah al Asid. It's regret and moving forward, and Purim is all about moving forward without any regret. So I was thinking, part of the reason there's so much regret after Purim is because of that. I mean, there's a blockage of regret. On Purim, there's no regrets. That's why people often wake up the day after Purim. And again, I'm not even talking if they, God forbid, did something, you know, dangerous or foolish. Right? But even if I just didn't tap into the day enough, you wake up on Shushan Purim, there's this feeling like, ah, it was good, but it could have been more. It could have been better. I could have done this, I could have done that, I should have done this, I should have done that. So there's an element of tshuva. There's an element of tshuva on Purim, there's an element of tshuva that comes after Purim. Right? He says, Mibli avod ezusho, kavi el Hashem, v'kavi el Hashem, yef shal adam lavoli de tshuva. Without hope, you can't come to tshuva. He called Adam Yeshel in the fields because the person falls. V'im kashu nofel nishal amat. If you allow yourself to fall and stay down, lo yashuv l'Hashem lo'olam chas v'sham. And that's why Esther Malka says, U'machar esek edvar melech. Tomorrow I'm going to do like the king says. Esther davens, Esther begs the melech. Give me tomorrow also. Esther paula l'doros, she'im v'sud v'rishona lo paulim l'netzach. As a malik, yesha dayin etza. If you weren't able to destroy a malik the first time, then you still have a chance you still have a chance to do it the second time. Yeshadayin Eitza Machar Ezek Dvar Melech. Zehu Avodas Yom Shushan Purim. The whole idea of Shushan Purim being, as Esther referred to, tomorrow I'm going to do what the king says. That's part of the takeaway from Purim. That I can wake up the next day and I can go vayta, I can keep moving. Afilu nirach choshech la'adam. Ve'inu roes shum or adayin yachol anatzeh. Even if a person hasn't had the success, don't give up. Have el Hashem. Afilu imu choshech kaful imachupa. Even if the choshech is what? Has been doubled over. He says, Shushan is gematria two times choshech. Shushan is two times choshech. Ve'osin mizeh neiros laheir al yedei akivoy. And the goal is to take that and to turn it into Neros, to illuminate the darkness. Isa b'kisrei hagon, from Menachem Mendel, zechusu yegen aleinu. Who's that? From Menachem Mendel Shklover, one of the Talmidei Agra. He says that Shushan Purim is gematria choshech, if you spell out the letters. Ches is 418, Shin is 360, Chaf is 100. Shushan Habira is gematria choshech. Because again, Shushan Purim is the ability to just keep going. Zeh avodas hayom lahaschem mechadash afilu im yom esmol lo halach haroi. Even if yesterday wasn't the way it should have been, ayidei zeh menatchem esambalik. It's really, it's a chashev day, Shushan Purim. It's again, if you're in Chutz Laretz, it's much more reserved. It's much more quiet. Right? A lot of people around us are not Shushan Purim. What's Shushan Purim? You know who gets Shushan Purim? You know, I'll give you a raya brura. Shushan Purim is a very halakhic day. Who gets Shushan Purim? Who gets Shushan Purim? Where can I go to get real Shushan Purim today? By real, I mean where you can see something Purim-dik. You can go to Tzadikim. Maybe there are Tzadikim in Chutz Laretz who are very Mekusha. You can go to the Sitchina Rabbi, like I said before, this afternoon. You could see, you could walk back into a base medrash that's still in Purim. Where else can you get Shushan Purim? Schools, kids. Kids. In schools, right? Kids wear their costumes on Shushan Purim. So you say, it's convenience. That's why they do it. No, the answer is because kids are always a step ahead. They know what's going on with the Gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I took away Ruach HaKodesh, I gave it to children. So if tzaddikim and kids think Shushan Purim is a big deal, guess what, Chavra? It's a big deal. Now we know the secret. But again, it's a quieter day for most of us. And I'm sure there's a lot of people around us, very fine Jews, who think it's over. It's not over. It's not over. May plan today to daven mincha somewhere where you can daven more kavanah, a little slower, a nicer minyan. You know, when you go to have lunch today, think about Shushan Purim. Think this is a suda for Shushan Purim. Even again, you're not having wine or anything. You're just having lunch. But try to be mechavid, sing a niggun, give it a little something extra. That's the kavach that we get from Shushan Purim to keep going vayter. Okay, one final piece. Kosova Imre Yosef. Says the Imre Yosef from Spinka. Shiyom Shushan Purim, who ikar ha'avoda shal kabbalas ol machlas shamayim. Shushan Purim is a day of what? Of kabbalas ol machlas shamayim. What does that mean? V'yadua ki ha'avodas ha'yichud yesh beis chalakim. Shema Yisrael nikar yichuda ilah. U'barach shem kvod malchuso ha'nikar yichuda tata. Don't be frightened by the words. Here's what it means. When we say Shema, we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? That's called the higher Yichud, the higher unification, the loftier unification of God's name. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the upper Yichud, Yichuda Ilah, Hashem Echad, to declare Hashem's oneness, that's the higher Yichud. And then we say in a whisper, Baruch Shem Kavod Machaso Li'olam Ve'ed. That's the lower Yichud. That's the Yichuda Tata, the lower unification of God's name. They're both expressions of Kabbalah Zol Machlis Shemayim. Perish, Shetzrichim Lahorid Kvod Malchusu Yisbarach B'tachtonim, Vishneim Nechlalim B'avodas Hayom Shal Kabbalah Zol Machlis Shemayim. But the idea of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed being called Yichuda Tata, the lower Yichud, means that somehow Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed tells us how to experience, how to be miyached shem Hashem, how to live in the presence of Hashem, b'tata, in the tachtonim, in the lower realms. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is in the higher realms. But Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed, which is said in a whisper in this world, is revealing to us the secret, that's why it's said in a whisper, of how to experience Hashem, how to be miyached shem Hashem, how to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitata, bitachtonim, in the lower realms. So how do we do that? So he explains. Ksiv, it says, Vayikra shem makom masu meriva al riv b'nei Yisrael. And over the fact that you tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayim. The famous pasuk right before Melchemes Amalek, you tested Hashem, you acted in a disrespectful fashion, and you asked, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayim. Immediately after, Vayavo Amalek v'ilachem im Yisrael b'rafidim. Turn to the last page. Say Chazal, Ki she'el azu shel Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu garam labias Amalek. When we asked the question, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayim, that caused Amalek to attack us. Yisrael sha'alu Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayim. Is Hashem with us or not? Ayin zebechinas yichud ilah shahashem echad hakol hu akadosh baruch hu ve'ein davar acher ba'olam klal v'yesh avoda shal yesh v'ulahevi lidei gilu me'achuso shal akadosh baruch hu ba'olam ha'asiyah. Let me explain a little. What he's saying is, again, what's the simple taich of the pasuk? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu mayim. Is God with us or not? Sounds like a terribly heretical sentence for Klal Yisrael to say 2 weeks after leaving Mitzrayim. Is God amongst us or not? So on the surface, we have to learn Pashup Shat. On the surface, that's what Klal Yisrael are saying. They're losing their faith. And it goes to show you that you can be in a very lofty place, you can see open miracles, and very shortly after start to slip into the world of suffering, to have doubts. But on a much deeper level, and the Sfarim talk a lot about this pasuk on a deeper level, what were B'nai Yisrael really asking? Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. They're asking about two different models by which Hashem interacts with the world. Ayin and Yesh. What is ayin? He says ayin is the higher level. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ayin, he says, is when a person comes to the realization that a kol hu b'kadosh baruch hu. That everything is a kadosh baruch hu, that Hashem Echad. With clarity, say it out loud, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Whether it's Hashem, whether it's Elokeinu, it's all Hashem with the clarity. But Klal Yisrael were asking, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, im ayin. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists in that realm of ayin, in that world of Ein Sof, of nothingness, of supernal nothingness. But what about Yesh? Can Hashem be found in Yesh, in things that I can touch and feel? Can I experience Hashem in the things of this world? That's what they were asking. Can I discover HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the realm of Asiya? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Kol Yachol Baras HaOlam Ba'ofen, Sheyacholin Lahavi Lidei Gilei Kvod Malchus HaBezeh HaOlam Shenikar Yesh. That's what they were asking. Hayesh Hashem. Hayesh Hashem B'kirbeinu. Is Hashem amongst us in a tangible way? Or is He just Ayin? Is He transcendent God or is He an immanent God? That's what Klal Yisrael were asking. And Purim's the day where what? Where we're osek in Gashmias and we infuse it with Ruchnias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara olam yesh me'ayin. Hashem made a world, something, from nothing. That's the world that Hashem created. Hainu sheyesh ayin v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kocho hakol yachol bara sheyeh gam yesh afal pisha be'emes hakol ayin. Hashem made a world where we can perceive ayin, we can perceive yesh, even though it's really ayin. What does that mean? It's not as esoteric as it sounds. It means really nothing in this room exists, other than Hashem's presence, Hashem's light. Hashem is the only thing that exists. Ein od mavado. So if that's true, so then why do I think that Isaac Held is looking at me? Who? What is Isaac Held? What is Moshe Tzvi Weinberg? What are any of us? What's this shender? What's this cell phone? What is this stuff? Right? If be'emes it's ayin, if there's really nothing but Hashem, ein ol mavado, so what is all this yesh? Yesh from this chair to the people in this room and everything in between. So the answer is, what he's telling us is, while it's really ayin, be'emes hakol ayin, there's a perception of yesh. That's the game that we play. I look at a chair, and do I see God or do I see a chair? Am I able to see Hashem's presence in everything? That's the goal, that's the hope, that's the deepest level. So the avodah of Purim is to start showing that in a bottle of wine, right, that some would run away from, because the Gemara says that yayin leads to schok, and it leads to rayos, and it leads to all sorts of negative things. And therefore, if I want to be a good Muslim, so then I'm going to go away from wine, I'm going to distance myself from alcoholic beverages. But here on the day that you're telling me is greater than Yom Kippur, we're going to be osek in shtiyas hayayin, ad lo yada. And the answer is yes, because I'm going to show you that even this can be holy. I'm going to show you that within something that's so yesh, it's really ayin, and ain't on mavado, in this place of yesh. Amalek mesnagid al gilei baruch shem kavod malchus ba'olam. Amalek has a hisnagdus to what? That something of this world should express a Kodesh Baruch. And that's why Amalek brings us to Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu ayin. You want to tell me God is somewhere out there? That's fine. But don't tell me you're going to experience God in what? In physicality. What's the thing that Amalek mocks at the end of Parshas Ki Seitzei? Vayizanev b'cha kol hanecha shalom acharecha. Amalek, Rashi says, mocks bris milah. Because if I want to look at something and say that's absurd to say that God is found in such a physical thing, it's bris milah. The body part that's used, right? The body part that's used for some of the greatest pleasure in a physical sense in this world, to be involved in that way, and to turn that into a holy thing, to say that an 8-day-old child, on the 8th day, 8 is lamala minateva. You're going to tell me this aver, this body part, which is used for sexuality, you're going to tell me that is going to be a holy thing? Lamala minateva? It's going to be the defining mark of a Jew? So Malik mocks brismila and says, brismila is not a holy thing. That body part can't be used for holy things. It can only be used for very physical things, for pleasures of this world. That's why Malik mocks brismila. But we dafka say, no. We say to Amalek that no, dafka there is going to be used in kedusha, v'tara. It's going to be used to mekayim the first mitzvah of the Torah, puravu, the foundation of the Torah, the way that a husband and wife are able to be intimate with each other. That is a place. That's not a place devoid of shechina. That is the place where the shechina is found more than anything else. So much so that the Navi calls the Kodesh Kadashim the Cheder Hamitos. The Navi refers to the Kodesh Kadashim as the bedroom. It's the private, it's the most private. When the Kohen Gadol goes into Kodesh Kadash, it's the most private, intimate, again, sexually intimate moment, so to speak. Right? The Cheder Hamitos. Hashem says, I want Dira B'tachtonim. V'shachanti B'socham means I want to dwell inside of you. Hashem wants to be literally inside of us, connected to us in the deepest of way. So therefore, Amalek comes and says, that's a complete joke. Baruch, you want to tell me Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Up there? No problem. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Ve'ed? You'll tell me that Hashem is found in the Yichud Tata. What do you mean Yichud Tata? There's no Yichud, there's no godliness in the Tata, in the lower realms. And therefore, it says for sure, Amalek Hu Yad Al Keska Ve'eno Rotsa Shiyizga L'Malchuso L'Mata. Amalek doesn't want that Hashem should be able to express Himself in what? In the lower realms. Hashem doesn't want to allow His presence to be Amalek doesn't want to allow Hashem's presence to be expressed in the lower realms. V'lachin achiluk b'gematria bein Shema Yisrael l'barach Shem hu reish mem k'minyan Amalek. Says Rav Shura, this is famous. What's the difference in gematria between Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Barach Shem Kavod Malchuso Liolam Ve'ed is Amalek. The difference between is 240 is Amalek. That's the avoda. The avoda is to what? The avoda is to turn Shema Yisrael, defeat Amalek, and to be able to say Baruch Shem Kvod Machasul Di'olam Ve'ed, not in a whisper, but to say it out loud. Ki al yedei ha-machiyah shal Amalek megalim ha-Baruch Shem. Va-Amalek hu zeh shomachish ki yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu shu gilay kvod machusul b'tachtonim v'lachin b'she'e lezu yavo Amalek. So that's why when Amalek is in town, we say ha-yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu amayim. What we're really asking, not does God exist at all. We know God exists. We're asking, is God only a transcendent God, or is God found even in the Tachton? Siv la Yehuda ma'isa ora b'simcha v'sasan v'ikar, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, ora is Torah. V'cheinu omer kiner mitzvah Torah or. Simcha is Yom Tov. Like it says in Samach v'chagecha. Sason is Mila. V'cheinu omer sasan ochi v'mer secha k'mot yishal orav. And v'ikar is Tefillin. Says Rav Shor, Torah V'yom tov, umila, utfilin, with the kolel, is gematria baruch shem kavod machaso li'olam ve'ed. Because when we defeat Amalek and Purim, that's baruch shem kavod machaso li'olam ve'ed. That we're able to take, the mila, we're able to take an animal hide and make tefillin, and we're able to have a festive meal on a yom tov, and we're able to learn Torah, they're able to have the ideas of God infusing every bit of our physical reality in our world. And therefore hinted too in the celebration of Purim, Yehuda Maisa Or V'Simcha V'Sazam Ikar, is a hint of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Ve'ed. Let's just go one final step. What's the connection between these four mitzvos, Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, and Tefillin, and the revelation of Hashem in this world? Torah, Hu Giloi Shemo Yisbarach Ba'abriya. Kol HaTorah Kula Shemo Sof Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Val Yedei Lima Torah Megalim Kvod Malchuso, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Ho'el Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Perish, Ki HaDalet Amos Heim Makom Giloi Kvod Shechina Kvod Beis HaMikdash. V'lachein Shayach Over Zu Torah Daika L'Giloi Shem Kvod Malchus Kvod Malchus B'Gematria K'minin HaProkim Shebashisha Sidre Mishnah. Says Rav Shor, from the time the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Hashem says, where do I find myself? In the Dalet Amos Shehalacha. What does that mean, the Dalet Amos Shehalacha? The Dalet Amos Shehalacha replaced the Beis Hamikdash. What does that mean? It means the same way that when you were in the Beis Hamikdash, every second you were in the presence of Hashem. So a Jew is a halachic Jew is also every second in the presence of Hashem. Because halacha tells you how to go to the bathroom. Halacha tells you how to put on your shoes. Halacha tells you, right, how to eat food. Halacha tells you what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say. Halacha controls every bit, every move that you make, that it should be filled with godliness. So therefore, Torah, Ayuda Maisa Ora, obviously it's a very general type of statement, but the Torah, which he says is the name of Hashem from beginning to end, replaces the Beis HaMikdash in creating presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Simcha ze Yom Tov. Shayideh Yom Tovim Nimshach Kedusha Ba'olam. Yom Tov also brings Kedusha to the physical world. Like it says, the Ramban in the Munah Bitachon and the Shem Yishruel in his writings on Pesach, Delachein ein lochin b'samim b'motzei yom tov. This is a beautiful Shem Yishruel. It's based on a Ramban. Why don't we say the bracha on b'samim at the end of Yom Tov like we do at the end of Shabbos? Ki kedushas Yom Tov shu al yedei b'nei Yisrael nishar etzleinu. Because Yom Tov as opposed to Shabbos, what's the major difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Who makes Shabbos? Hashem makes Shabbos. It's kvi of a kaima. Automatic. Who makes Yom Tov? Who declares Yom Tov? The Sanhedrin, the Beis Din. They look at the moon, they see what the calendar says, and they decide, is today going to be Rosh Chodesh? Is tomorrow going to be Rosh Chodesh? That's why we say, on Shabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos. And on Yom Tov we say, what? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The Jewish people make the Zman. So therefore, we don't make a bracha on the Besamim at the end of Yom Tov. Why do we make a bracha b'samim at the end of Shabbos? Because the neshama Yisera is being returned. However, the work of Yom Tov, the avoda of Yom Tov, is man-made. We create Yom Tov. We declare Yom Tov. And therefore, the kedusha from the Yom Tov remains with us. And therefore, when we have Yom Tov, right, it's la'olam va'ed. The efforts we make on Yom Tov are la'olam va'ed because it's through our own efforts. It's not automatic Yom Tov. We create Yom Tov. And things that you work hard on in creating, right, leave a mark, as opposed to those things that are just handed to you for free. Mila, hu giloi malchuso yisbarach. Mila is the revelation of malchuso yisbarach. Al yedei mila nasa adam b'chinas melech al atzmo. A person becomes a melech over himself through a bris mila. Mila reminds man that I have the ability to overcome my physicality. And tefillin, last but not least, tefillin also, we know about the tefillin, that the tefillin causes the nations of the world to recognize Hashem's presence in our lives. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Rabbi Yezer Agadol Omer, Eilu Tfilin Sheberosh, Tfilin Hu Koach Lafarsim Malchuso Ba'olam, when the nations of the world see us wearing tefillin on our head, they see Hashem's presence in the world. We bring yira, we bring awe upon those who see the tefillin. They fear from you, they become frightened from you. As the Sfasemis explains in Parsha Shoftim, what does it mean, mimekka? That from you they'll come to yira. Not that they're afraid of you, but that from you they'll come to fear. When you wear your tefillin, you bring people to the world to become more God aware, and again, that's a revelation of Hashem in this world. So therefore, says Rosh Hashanah, Al Yidei Arba Mitzvos Eilu, Anu Mamshichin Pod Malchus Shemayim B'Tachtonu. We turn Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad into Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed in this world. Therefore, Ksiv Vanochi Haster Astir. Haster Astir with the two letters, in the two words, Haster Astir plus the two words, B'Gematria Yud Gimel Meos V'Lamin Ches. Is what? Is 1338. Hastir astir, perish lahastir or shall quod Malchus Bahabriya. Va'yidei dalim mitzvos elu Torah mila yom tovim tfilin. Shem olim believe vav hachibur yud gimel meos falamit tes. One more than Hester Pan. Okay, what he's saying is, it's a complicated remez. He says, Haster Astir plus the two words is 1338. That's the concealment. But if you add up Torah, Mila, Yom Tov, and Tefillin, is Gematria 1339. So we overcome the Hester Panim through the revelation of God that takes place through the Ora, Simcha, Sasan, Vikar. In other words, Torah, Yom Tov, Mila, and Tefillin. Okay. V'zeh Avodas Purim, V'hamshech Ora Shechina, L'mata, B'soch Olam Asiya. And this is the Avodah of Purim, again, to try to drag Hashem's light down into this world, into the Dira B'Tachtonim, that a Malik shouldn't be able to get us to question Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu. Ayin, a transcendent God, no problem. But Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbeinu, are you going to experience God in physicality? And the answer is, yes, Yesh Hashem. Yesh Hashem, that's our answer. Yesh Hashem is Gematria Purim, right? Yesh Hashem. Yesh Hashem. Yes, Hashem is found in physicality. Hashem is found in people dressed up like bananas. Hashem is found in people drinking wine to a point that it's, you know, that they're not fully self-aware. That even in those moments where a Jew seems to be bechitzonius or bechitzonius, dira b'tachtonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still found there. Okay, chaver, a niggin for Shushan Purim.
Job?
Nope.
What?